So I guess my first question for you there, Ish, is, you know, you have a very long history in local theater, you know, with the Stonefence Theater bringing a lot of great shows to the Ottawa Valley for many, many years. But recently, you kind of took it to the next level to support some local hospitals. What details can you tell us about that?
Well, we have a wonderful show called Tom Thompson and the Colors of Canada, which we premiered last summer and fall. We did a run of it in Rankin. And it was well received, and we had a great time doing it. We had a wonderful young cast that performed in it. And we felt that it was too good of a show to let die, so we decided to take it on tour this spring and summer. And we're going to 9 communities in the Ottawa Valley, and in each of them we are doing the show in support of the local hospital. So, for instance, we started in Rankin on April 14th and 15th in support of Pembroke Regional. And we were in Renfrew last week in support of Renfrew Victoria. And on May 6th, we're going to be in Arne Prior in support of Arne Prior Health Foundation. The next week, we're in Ottawa in support of CHEO, Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, and so on. And we think it can work. It worked for us about 2015, I believe, we did a tour of a show I wrote called High Times at the Heart Institute, which was based on my own experience as a heart patient at the Ottawa University of Ottawa Heart Institute, and we raised more than $20,000 for the Heart Institute and local hospitals with that tour. So this isn't the first time we've done this. It worked once, and we're hoping it'll work again.
Okay, so where did the idea kind of come from to support, you know, local hospitals? Obviously, we see a lot of, you know, kind of rebuilding after the pandemic and things like that. Was kind of like that kind of towards your whole driving factor towards this and realizing how many people use the local facilities?
Well, we're just big community supporters. Our theater is all about community, and actually quite a number of health workers are involved in our theater as well. So it just seems a natural fit. I'm very grateful personally. We're all very grateful for the fantastic work that our hospitals and healthcare people do. So it does seem like a natural fit.
Okay. Do you have a fundraising goal in total of what you're hoping to raise through these shows and this tour?
Well, it's possible we could raise more than $30,000 if we can fill all the halls.
Okay. So with your history in showbiz and continuing to grow the Ottawa Valley, you know, do you find it's almost a bit of a dying breed to host live performances like this? Or is it something that's kind of being rejuvenated a little bit?
Well, I wouldn't say either. I'd say it's tough, and the pandemic made it much, much tougher to do for the performing arts in general. I know of many theater companies that simply closed down during the pandemic. So I don't think, and it's tough because people still have some reluctance to going out the way they used to go out. And, it is a rebuilding thing, but we're seeing great audiences, just older people. There's a lot of younger audience members coming out, so it's a rebuilding thing.
Okay, and has there always been a really close connection with both doing theater and also supporting either local charities, maybe not necessarily the hospitals, but something else in the community that you can kind of give back to?
Well, we're a semi-professional company. Our people need to get paid, and it's sometimes we're able to make donations to other causes. It isn't always the case. But this is something we believe in very strongly. And as I said, we were able to raise a good deal of money for hospitals the last time we did this, and we hope we can this time.
Okay. Is there anything else in particular you wanted to mention there, Rich, about your cast or anything like that? That's really kind of, you know, the driving factor behind making these shows really successful?
Well, yeah. They're just... We work with some great people. As I say, we have a lot of younger people on stage. Over the years, it's evolved. In fact, well, one of the things we really like to do is train and develop new people. We have a theater camp that we started last year for young people, and we're doing it again this year. And we call it Pebbles because we think of these, we hope the young people that get involved are going to develop and become the major cornerstones of our company in the future. So, yeah, development is a big thing for us. So we de- develop our shows collaboratively. We work together as we develop these shows and write these shows and develop the music. It's always a collaborative experience, and I think that's what makes our company so unique and special.
Perfect. Well, Ish, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for your time, and continue to do the great work that you're doing and you're going to continue to do over the course of the summer with your shows supporting hospitals. And I know from everybody here in the community, we really appreciate your efforts, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Kyle. We didn't mention that the next show will be in Empire, May 6th at the Christian Education Center. And you can get tickets by going to our website, stonefence.ca.
Love that. Thank you so much for adding that in. I really do appreciate it again.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle. Bye-bye now.
Take care.